bigger than I. Eliza from Fountain Valley.
My name's Elijah, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be sober. I have a sobriety date. It's September 13th of 22. I have a sponsor. His name is Jackie D. My home group is the Bellflower Big Book Group of Alcoholics Anonymous. And welcome to the new guys. I just want to tell you, welcome home. You know, I hope that you find what I found here in Alcoholics Anonymous. And what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now, I think I'm perfectly described. I'm in the 12 and 12 of the tradition four, where it talks about children of chaos. You know, I was a child of chaos. My household was violent, you know, never towards us, but like my parents were violent to each other. You know, they did the best they could, but they just didn't like each other. And I got held back in kindergarten. I have a twin sister, and so I got her held back too. My alcohol, you know, I affect others, you know, oftentimes. I remember finding like the records of like my grade school and, you know, unruly, you know, talkative, couldn't stay still, you know, and I just know that I was born an alcoholic and I was a pyro kid, you know, I really liked fire, you know, and started out with crayons, you know, then it turned into coloring books and, you know, the carpet. And I remember the fire department, you know, the smoke alarm went off and then the fire department came and, you know, I got the worst whooping of my life. And of course I did it again, you know, and like, that's how I operate, you know, anything that'll make me feel different, you know, the adrenaline, you know, this room is exciting. You know, I'm grateful to be here. You guys are amazing. And it's just, when I walk in a room and the meeting starts, I know I'm right at home, you know, and what happened? The first time I took a drink, I was around the older kids, you know, because I thought I was supposed to be one. You know, I really identify with that, you know, feeling different, you know. And the first time I took a drink, I felt short for the first time ever in my life. And I chased that feeling. I chased that feeling of assuredness. It brought me that comfort, you know, that I didn't know that I even needed, you know. Trouble for me started early, you know. Jail, I got arrested for the first time when I was 18. Public intoxication. And then the domino effect started, you know, being on probation and then violating. And then, you know, the DUI started, you know, I came out of a blackout and I ran over, came out of a blackout. I hit four mailboxes and then I hit a parked car and my car's totaled, you know, and the officer pulls up. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, are you leaving the scene? I was like, no, you know, he's like, sir, you're coming with me, you know, in my first DUI, you know, and that was when I was introduced to you guys, you know, and I didn't hear anything you guys were saying. I was there to satisfy the judge. You know, I went out and I drank some more. My 21st birthday, I shattered my teeth to the pavement. I had to have reconstructive surgery. You know, they talk about pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization in the chapter three reading that we have. And what I do know is that, like, I don't know if it's the first time that I'm in front of the judge or the second time that I'm in front of the same judge for the charges, but I do know that I'm unable to look you in the eyes when I get here. You know, I'm unable to shake your hand and accept the help that you're offering because of the shame and I guilt that I feel inside. You know, from the actions that I've taken, you know, and what happened for me is, you know, about 2 years after that, I had to suffer a little bit more. I remember driving, I had a few too many, and I swerved into another lane and I hit a truck head on. And, you know, people talk about seconds and inches, and I know that, like, it's by the grace of God that I'm here with you guys today. The first, you know, I remember sitting on my mom's front porch steps after that happened and I was broken. I was defeated. I had no more fight in me. You know, I had surrendered to what you guys had told me. And I remembered it dawned on me finally that I might be an alcoholic, you know? And it's crazy how long it took. I picked up the phone and I asked for help for the first time ever in my life. And I'm so grateful that I did that because it made it a lot easier to do this program. It talks about being beaten into a state of reasonableness. And like, that is absolutely my story. I was put on a vigorous course of action, you know, that like get a sponsor, you know, do the steps. And for some reason, I did my first three steps outside of a Wahoo's fish taco place. And, you know, I wasn't calling my sponsor and I wasn't, you know, I didn't have a relationship with a power greater than myself. And when tasked with the decision to drink or not to drink, I drank again, you know, and I'm standing there. How did I get here again? How did I get here again? You know, I go off to college and I drop out. You know, I remember being working at the cashier at Walmart, you know, and like I dropped out of school, you know, I had living for the weekend, you know, the party on the weekend, you know, and I'm like, how did I get here? How did my life become this? And I picked up the phone, you know, after I drank again, I called my then sponsor, and the first question he asked me was, how's your relationship with God? You know, I know today that, like, you know, when I'm memorizing the third step prayers, like, I have to internalize those prayers, and I have to, you know, when it says I offer myself to thee, you know, it's, what does that look like for me? You know, today it looks like showing up and offering myself to you guys. You know, like, Alcoholics Anonymous is a community, it's a fellowship of people with a primary purpose, you know, and, like, I know that, like, when I'm with you guys, that, like, everything else is okay, you know, because all I have to do is show up and do what's outlined in the big book, you know, and I don't do it perfectly, you know. My sponsor, bless his heart, you know, he took on my place. I remember when I thought that I should tell someone what I thought about what they did. And I, you know, felt it's like, it's, you know, we do these things, you know, they say, like, we don't cause harm, we're compassionate and kind to each other, you know, we learn to, like, love one another and just, you know, just like, you know. And I remember I told someone what I thought that they should know about themselves. And the first question he asked me was, who do you think you are? You know, he reminded me that, like, anytime I'm in judgment or criticism of someone else, that it's, I'm an ego and pride, you know, and that's what keeps me separate from you guys. And I know the hero talks about it perfectly. When we pray to God for him to remove our character defects, all we have to do is ask for him to remove them today. You know, that's the simple thing about this program. It's just for today. You know, I ask God to remove my character defects, and then I act as if they're removed, you know, when they are. You know, this program is a simple program for complicated people, and I overcomplicate things because, you know, I think I know what's best, you know, but I'm grateful for a sponsor who's able to spot check me, you know, but he's only able to spot check me if I'm honest with him, you know, and so he spot checks me, he keeps me accountable, but, you know, we have to be willing to be honest about where we're at, and, you know, about the things that we deal with, and, you know, I've realized in this program that, like, I don't have to shoulder anything alone. You know, I don't have to carry the weight of the world on my shoulders, you know. I know that when I show up and, like, I stick my hand out to the new guy, you know, and I show up to my commitment like I said that I was going to do, you know. And I know that, like, whenever I, you know, wake up in the morning and I surrender on my knees to a power greater than myself, that, like, I'm in more alignment with what God's will is for my life. And, like, I'm not exactly what sure that is. This seems to be the million-dollar question. Like, what's God's will for in my life? You know, and I know today that, like, God's will for me is just to stay sober, you know, just to stay sober and whatever that looks like. And I know that when I'm accountable to my fellowship, when I'm accountable to, you know, work, my job, you know, when I'm accountable to, you know, my sponsor, when I'm accountable to my family, that I'm more in alignment with what God's will is for my life today, you know, and I don't have to overcomplicate things. You know, my life looks completely different today than it did when I first came in. You know, I ended up re-enrolling, you know, back in school, and, you know, I'm in a grad school program now. You know, I have a career, you know, that I love, and, like, Alcoholics Anonymous and you guys taught me how to show up. You know, I remember I was struggling with this math class, and I go to the meeting, and I'm just, I don't know what to do. And, you know, a guy, he told me, the first thing he said was, like, show up to the class how you show up to Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, and then it connects, you know, it bridges the gap between me and the outside world. You know, I learned these principles in here, and then they transfer into other aspects of my life, and it's crazy. You know, it becomes a connected thing. You know, I get to be one among, you know, I don't have to be, I get to be one among, I get to just be an employee today. You know, I was joking with the, you know, CEO of our company. I was like, yeah, man, I don't want your job. I'm not willing to work that hard. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's like, I'm willing to do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you know, what's asked of me. You know what I'm saying? It's a simple life. You know, I try not to overcomplicate things. And I'm grateful to be here. You know, like I said, if you're new here, welcome home. You know, I remember whenever I heard that the first time I came in, and I'm like, I know where home is, and this is not that. But the more I show up, and the more I get numbers, and the more I connect with you guys and learn names and regularly, of course, it starts to feel more like home, you know. And you know, to the new guys, you know, don't leave before the miracle happens, and the miracle happens when we realize it's happening right now. So thank you.